Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
K-Frog is heading to Nashville. Our very own Heather Frogler is taking over at the Grand Ole Opry.
I don't know why I got picked to do this, but I did.
Are you excited? Tell us, so how exactly is this going to play out?
So I am going to be a guest announcer on Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry as part of their 100th anniversary celebration. And they have had guest radio announcers throughout the year introduce an artist on stage, and so I get to do that.
Do you know who you're introducing?
I do not. They ask you to give them your top three choices, and on my night, Marty Stewart is the headliner, so obviously I picked Marty Stewart, but I may get some of the openers instead, so we'll see.
That is so exciting. Are you nervous at all for this?
I'm excited because you know what? My daughter is going with me and she never wants to go anywhere with mom. And it's going to be her first time to Nashville. And I have never in my entire country radio career ever been to the Grand Ole Opry.
That's what I was just going to ask you, if you've ever stepped foot in there.
No, I'm excited.
Well, and they say that circle is like sacred.
Sacred. Yeah. So hopefully I won't cry too much, but I will be packing Kleenex.
Do you have any jokes ready to go?
Not a one.
Do you have to write your own speech, or are they giving you copy points?
They'll give us copy points for the artist.
Okay.
But you have to write your own little speech.
Or have you started?
Well, of course your name's in it, Kelly. Come on.
I wasn't asking that.
Anybody else?
And you too, Anthony.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Two worlds are going to be colliding on February 14th, 2027. That being the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. They're going to land on the exact day. What are people going to do?
Oh, no, this is not okay. This is not okay. Super Bowl. Well, here's the thing. I respect when each day has their own day. Mm-hmm. Don't like how they're overlapping here. If you think for a second that anybody's going to drop what they're doing to go out for Valentine's Day dinner during the big game, you are out of your mind.
Or are people going to opt to do like a brunch maybe? We'll go out to brunch, have a couple mimosas for Valentine's Day, then we'll head to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is an all-day thing. When the day starts, you turn on the TV, they're already doing pregame 14 hours before the actual game starts.
That is true.
And you start cooking. This is when you make all your big yummy food. You know, you got the crock pot out, the special cheese dip. You got the smoker on. You cannot celebrate Valentine's Day on that day, which for a lot of people, they usually celebrate on a different day. So there you go. That's how it should be.
I think we will agree on this when it comes to what is the bigger holiday. We are both going to lean towards football, and Super Bowl would take precedent over Valentine's Day.
That is correct.
I mean, we celebrate Valentine's Day, but it's not like it's date night. We have to go out and it's like, okay, I know that's the one day a year I can bank on getting flowers, and maybe we'll go out to dinner at some point that week. But 2027, I'm not even going to bring it up because I know Art's going to be like, well, whose Super Bowl party are we going to? Well, Valentine's Day is not going to exist.
Maybe this is because I don't see Valentine's Day as like a true holiday. This does nothing for me. Because like you said, it's the one day that there's flowers. And it's like, okay, that should be kind of done like throughout the year. So why are we just taking one day to make somebody feel special? We should do that throughout the entire year. We should make one team feel special that day because they're going to win the Super Bowl.
So are you going to go out when you go get all your ingredients to make all your dips and food and everything you're going to be grilling? Are you going to pick up flowers and be like, okay, here you go, Tor. Your flowers for Valentine's Day. But now it's all about football.
Well, you know what I'll do? I'll get her two bouquets of flowers, and each bouquet will be a different color representing the teams playing in the game. So it's all themed.
What are you going to do with the other one when they lose?
Don't know. It's her decision. They're her flowers.
Donate it to somebody like the losing Super Bowl shirts? Love or football, what is going to take over precedent on February 14th, 2027, when Valentine's Day and the Super Bowl land on the same day?
No question, Super Bowl takes precedence. Get this, too, 2027, the game is going to be played here in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. So what better place to go celebrate Valentine's Day? Right down the road.
Nothing says romance like SoFi Stadium.
Head out to L.A., yeah. Go to the game.
Kathy and Banning, what's the bigger holiday for you? Is it going to be Valentine's Day or Super Bowl?
Valentine's Day, because I'm not a football watcher.
2027, the Super Bowl is going to land on Valentine's Day. Are you going to make your man take you out?
We normally don't go out on Valentine's Day. We go the day before, so it's not so crowded.
Okay, good. Okay. So you'll celebrate Valentine's Day the day before, and then you both get to watch the Super Bowl, which I'm sure you're very interested
in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm very interested in the food.
Yeah. Aren't we all? 909 says, we purposely got married on Valentine's Day weekend so I wouldn't forget. So I know our anniversary is going to land on that same weekend. But if my Chargers make it into the Super Bowl, I'm going to need to get a good lawyer.
There you go. Priorities straight. And you know what else I didn't realize either? My son, his birthday is in February. It's February 10th. Which is also around the same time. So now I have his birthday, Valentine's Day, and Super Bowl.
So, but you could have like a birthday-themed football party and, yeah, get your wife flowers.
Bingo.
Wrap it all up in one.
It's that easy.
Sounds easy,
right?
Yeah.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Christmas is on everybody's mind, especially the little ones. So, you know, on Thursdays, we like to do Carter's Question. And he's been talking a lot about his Christmas wish list, so figured it made sense this week.
It's time for Carter's Question of the Day.
Hi, guys. It's Carter for Carter's Question. I want to know, what is the big gift that you want for Christmas?
All right, parents, this is like a PSA trying to help you out. What is on the kids' Christmas list? What is it for you?
A GoPro and a boat. A big boat.
Like a real-size boat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Santa's going to fit that down the chimney. Good try. Cole, what about you?
I want a Mosasaurus and I...
You're going to have to tell me what a Mosasaurus is.
It's a Mosasaurus.
Oh. You're right.
I'm even more confused.
Come
after
on,
asking.
Mom.
Do you know what a Mosasaurus is?
Mosasaurus?
Yeah.
No, but add one to the cart for me because it sounds cool.
And then I don't know what's up with my kids, especially Carter thinking he's a Kardashian. Kid, you got champagne taste on a beer budget.
Did you guys take him on a boat recently? Like, where does the boat come from?
I don't know. We used to have boats growing up, like my family, and he's seen pictures. So I wonder if that's where he's like, oh, we need a boat now. My brother has a boat. I don't know. Even we went to Bass Pro Shop for the radiothon. And when we walked in, he goes, I'm going to tell Santa I want that one. I said, you want a pontoon boat? You're 10.
This boy's ready to retire. Hang out on the lake, crack open a cold one.
You can barely ride your bike, kid. All right. Carter's question. We want the kiddos to weigh in. What is it that you want this year for Christmas? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I thought doing Carter's question this week, talking about big Christmas gifts that the kids want, would be like a PSA for parents of like, hey, these are the cool items that all the kids are talking about. I ended up being more confused about what some of these things were and why my kids think that we're rich. Carter asked for a boat, like a full-blown pontoon boat.
But you know what? You never know. Just throw it out there. Maybe very slim chance there could be a yes.
No. Oh. And then Colt asked for a Montessori. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Which I still don't know what it is, but I want one also just because of the cool name. So I had to ask my kids, too. They kept it pretty simple. First, I asked my 10-month-old Banks what he wants.
Hey, Reese, what's the big Christmas present that you want?
I want a unicorn with
doesn't light up and doesn't make any noise.
Oh, did Banks say he wants mama? He wants mama
365 all the time. Reese has this little unicorn that she got. It could have been for last year for Christmas that lights up and sings and makes noise. She doesn't like that. She just wants a normal unicorn.
You scale it down a bit, bingo. Okay? I want the basic unicorn package. Noah in Riverside, what is it that you want for Christmas?
A VR headset.
A VR headset?
Yeah, VR headset.
Okay. Dude. How's mom feel about that?
We are not feeling too confident about it.
Anthony looks like he wants one, yes. Too.
No, that's 100% on my Christmas list.
No way.
Yes, super way. Fun for any age.
I know. So we're hoping Santa can bring it.
I'm hoping Santa, like, ropes off an area where he can play so things don't get broken.
Us too, Kelly. Us too.
Joe in Ontario, what's on the Christmas wish list?
So for my boys, they want a telescope and an over-the-door basketball hoop.
Oh, yes. You can never have too many of those.
No. And the Mosasaurus is the dinosaur from Jurassic World that jumps out of the water.
Thank you. Joe, you are my hero. I had to Google it because I was like, I don't know what my kid's asking for.
It jumps out of the water, like out of a pool?
No, out of like the ocean.
In the movie.
Oh, God.
We're not buying a real animal, Anthony.
How expensive is this toy?
It's a dinosaur. Oh, Anthony, you're in trouble.
Hang on. I thought it was a feature of the toy. Like, it has, like, spring leg action, and it jumps out of the water.
But you have to take it to the ocean?
Well, and then I thought, how big is this thing? You got to get a trailer to take it to Huntington.
How crazy is your kid's Christmas wish list? Remember we were talking the other day about that girl, and she had gone viral because her daughter had, like, a $5,000 Christmas wish list. And I was like, spoiled little brat. And then here comes Carter on Carter's Question saying, I want a boat. Okay. Thank you for putting me in my place. But he does want to know, what are you asking for as your big Christmas item? Emma in Ontario, what is it that you really want?
I want a record player.
If you get a record player, what records would you want to play on it?
I want to play Olivia Rodrigo and also a Sabrina Carpenter record and just like some country songs.
You got some good taste.
Yeah.
Mason in Paris, what is it that you want for Christmas?
Keyboard. A clicky one.
A clicky keyboard? Like for like a computer?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of gaming?
Sometimes.
What if Santa got a little mixed up and brought you a musical keyboard, like a piano-ish thing? Would that be cool? Or?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I thought this was really going to help out some parents when they were going shopping for their kids to see what's on their Christmas wish list. I'm getting more confused by the minute. Colt threw out a Montesaurus, which somebody called in and said it's a dinosaur from Jurassic World. So thank you for that. But then Leah from Redlands texted in, and she says that Boston, who's 11, really wants a turtle tracker bracelet.
Kids, we got to be descriptive for Santa because he will get confused from time to time.
I have no idea what that is. Jameson, who's 6, wants to go to Legoland. Okay.
Yep, that's a good that one.
My 14-year-old daughter wants a record player. That seems to be a popular one for the girls.
It's interesting.
We have here from the 562, my son wants a PS5 console, the Fortnite edition. He wants beer, but we're on a tap water kind of budget. Aren't we all? You ask your kid how their day is, you get like a one-word answer. Good. Good. You ask them what's on their Christmas wish list, all of a sudden they want to talk. And that's Carter's question today.
What is the big gift that you want for Christmas?
This kid came out swinging with, he wants a boat.
Shoot big.
No. I'm sorry. I mean, Santa is magical, but I don't think Santa's going to have that kind of magic.
What if you, so he asked for a boat. What if you get him like just a little remote controlled boat that he can play with in the pool?
That would be very funny. It's also funny though, is the 909 who texts in and says, yes, Carter may have asked for a boat, but that's really a family gift. What he's asking for is to create new memories with that boat as a family. I got to check that number and see if that is Carter's Apple Watch texting.
He's asking ChatGPT.
Yeah. How do I convince my mom to really tell Santa this is what I want? Hey, good morning, K-Frog. What is it that's on your Christmas wish list?
Baseball gear, because I'm just starting a new season of baseball.
Oh, nice. Is there something in particular that you want? Is it like catcher's gear, a new glove, a new bat?
Well, it's kind of all of it. Baseball bat, a new glove, sliding mitt, new cleats,
and that's it, kind of.
So head to toe, you want the whole thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Have you been good? Because that's asking a lot from Santa.
True. I have been good.
Okay.
I believe it. Logan, what is it that you want for Christmas?
A Freddie Freeman jersey.
Oh, good choice. Freddie Freeman jersey.
Fun fact about Freddie Freeman. Did you know he's actually Canadian?
No.
So he was kind of rooting for the Blue Jays deep down to win the World Series.
No, he was not.
Kind of.
He was playing for the Dodgers.
Was.
Hey, Logan, can you give me a go Dodgers?
Go Dodgers!
I mean, if we're putting together Christmas wish list, I would take another Dodgers World Series win next year.
I would take my team just getting to the postseason.
Sean in Riverside, what is it that you want for Christmas?
I would say it'd be an Xbox.
Ooh, okay. And if you were to get the Xbox, what game do you want so you could play on Xbox?
I say Sonic Frontiers.
Sonic. Ooh. Sonic's a good one.
Hunter, what's going on, bud? What is it that you want for Christmas?
A turtle.
A turtle? You want an animal?
Yep.
Do you have any animals right now?
Dog.
You have a dog. Do you take care of the dog? Do you feed the dog, pick up the doggy droppings?
Yeah.
So you think you're up for the task of a turtle?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you do get a turtle, what are you going to name it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Squirtle.
Well, Squirtle's good. If you like Pokemon, if you like the Ninja Turtles, there's four good turtle names right there.
Raphael.
Yeah. Donatello. I'm fond of that one.
Michelangelo.
Squirtle's a good name.
You can just combine all of them and just have one giant long name.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I didn't think that was a good idea either.
Yeah. Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I thought I was the one that had the shopping problem between the two of us. Hearing you talk about your upcoming Disney trip, I think you might have a little issue when it comes to clothes shopping.
I'll tell you what, if we're going to an amusement park, if we're going to a sporting event, whatever it is, I need something new to wear. So we're going to Disneyland on Sunday. Got a new Pizza Planet shirt. Fresh.
Don't you already have a Pizza Planet shirt?
That one shrunk. That one... Okay, let me tell you this, too.
Did you say it shrunk?
Yes, and I told that to my wife, and she had the same reaction. She was like, oh, did it shrink, though? And I said, excuse me. Yes, it did shrink. I did not get much bigger. Anyway.
I've totally used that excuse, too. Yeah, it shrunk. I don't know.
So going to Disneyland, got a new shirt. And then same thing. If we're going to, you know, a football game or hockey, you know, I have to have something new to wear to that event.
That is crazy, especially, like, sporting events. I think of, like, when I go to a Dodger game, I have a rotation of stuff that I wear, but I don't buy something new every single time.
I do, too. I'll have, like, a jersey or whatever it is. But sometimes every, you know, maybe, like, every third game or something, you got to treat yourself to a new hat.
Spice it up a little
bit. You don't do...
I'm trying to
think. It surprises me.
I know. Sporting events, I don't think so. Now, when you're talking about Disneyland, we went for Halloween time, and I did buy a new Hocus Pocus shirt because I was like, well, it's Halloween. Like, I want to be in theme.
Same thing. So, there you go.
I guess, yeah, maybe I am guilty of it, too, just on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. You just got to look the part when you're going to these things.
But I think you still might have a problem.
I will tell you this. My new shirt is white. And as I've showed, I'm wearing a white shirt right now. Just spilled coffee on it. Guarantee you that'll be my last time wearing that shirt on Sunday.
Well, that might be why you have the shopping problem. You keep staining everything.
I get new clothes.
Or they just keep shrinking.
I swear to you it did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.